the only music I want to hear is
Squeaky Deaky. I love my squeaky toy.
What was this from? A guy who wrote songs for dogs? I think that's what that was, right? It was like a CD of dog songs.
Does somebody record songs for dogs? Andrea Sheets, do people do this?
I think they do. I mean, I've heard a few different things, and every so often you'll see someone selling TV-related items for to put on the TV while you're away from home for your dog to watch in the background.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Do you think it works?
I have no idea. My dogs just sleep when I'm not home.
Yeah. Or you think that's what they do.
Well, yeah. How do you know?
They sleep when you leave and they sleep when you're back. What goes on in between is unknown unless you have one of those kind of cameras where people post on. And then you see the crazy things that animals do when they're alone. We're talking today with Andrea Sheets from Love Astray. You've got the Fur Fun 5K and Dog Walk coming up on Sunday, April 26th. So what, the fourth?
It is the fourth annual, and this is the third time we're at the Avon Lake High School. That course is really working for us, and our runners really love it. So the Avon Lake High School is just a great venue for our event.
Well, you were chosen Best of Lorain County 2014 Charitable Race. Congratulations on that. Obviously, a lot of people like it, and it's fun to bring their animals out, right? If you're a runner and you don't know what to do with your dog racing that day, this is the opportunity when they come with you, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's just a ton of fun. We have so many different things going on at the event. The 5K is at 9 a.m. And then we have a huge dog walk at 11 a.m. And it's just a fun opportunity to bring your dog and go for a walk in a very large group of lots of different people, lots of different dogs. So if you're not a runner, that's something else you could do. You could come at 11 and do the dog walk. And we have a DJ who's there, and we're going to have raffles, and there's some pet-related vendors. And so it's just a lot of fun. So hopefully this year we'll have great weather, and everyone can come down and check it out.
But you could run with your dog. A couple of years ago, I did the run, and some people ran with their dogs. In fact, I saw a woman with a dog on a leash in one hand, pushing a baby stroller with her other hand. So you can do it different ways.
Oh, yeah. We really love having the dogs there, and baby strollers are also allowed. We've had a few questions about that already. Can I bring my baby stroller? And, of course, I have a friend who always brings her German Shepherd, and her leash attaches to her waist. And sometimes I wonder, is a German Shepherd pulling her, or when she gets tired, the German Shepherd, and is lagging behind, is she pulling the German Shepherd? Kind of can't really tell.
Well, people, runners and their dogs, they have an interesting relationship. I've seen them out there together, spending time and getting the dogs out and having fun. And it's kind of an interesting thing. You bring two loves, people who love to run and people who love animals. And it's an event for both of those people.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and it raises money for a great cause. We've had a lot of dogs come in this year with heartworm issues, or they were hit by cars. And so there's a really big need in the organization for the funds. And so this event really helps raise funds to help these animals and to save lives that we might not have otherwise been able to do.
Well, you're an all-volunteer group. Talk a little bit of how that kind of works, because you don't actually have a place, right? It's everybody who has their own. They help out and they foster the different animals, right?
Yeah, so we actually, all of our dogs are pretty much in foster care. And then there's a few that might be at Paws by the Lake until they can find foster care. And so Paws by the Lake takes really good, great care of our dogs while we're looking for foster homes. And then they go to a foster home and they stay there until they're placed. And in the foster home, you really get a good idea of what's the temperament of their dog and, you know, what kind of family would they fit in best with. And then our volunteers, we have a core group of volunteers who help out with all these different events. We had a bowling event in February, which our volunteers helped with. We have a huge group that helps with the 5K. And then in May, we have our Uncorked for Canines event, which is our very first wine and beer tasting event. And that's at Parker's in Avon Lake. And that's sold out this year, but hopefully next year we can get some more people in for that event. So we have volunteers helping out with lots of different things.
Obviously, a lot of money is needed to do all this sort of thing, right?
I mean,
there's the feeding the shots. You mentioned the health care, because many times you say you get animals in that are in need of some care, and you just take care of it, and then you have to figure out sort of how to pay for it after that sort of thing.
The Avon Lake Animal Clinic takes really great care of all of our animals. They come in, they get vetted, they get all their shots, they get fixed. They're just checked for overall wellness. And we tend to get a lot of really sick animals. And so that way we can get them healthy and hopefully find them homes.
Andrea, I know you're a runner. How did this come to be in the first place 4 years ago?
I sat down with Connie Field, who's in charge of the organization, and said, why don't we have a 5K? And she said something along the lines of, oh, well, we used to have one, but then we didn't have enough support for someone to keep running it every year. And so I volunteered and said, well, I'll do it. So I kind of got sucked in. This is the fourth year. And the event got really, really big for a few years. We had lots and lots of stuff going on. And this year, again, it's lots of different things going on, but it's not quite as big as it was last year, just because we've had a history of poor weather. So hopefully this year will be nice, sunny skies. And so far, the weather forecast is saying the 50s. So hopefully we'll have a good crowd that comes out to run the race.
And a lot of dogs and everything like that. And there's usually a lot of kids that have come out to this event, too.
Oh, yeah. Every year we have a big group of kids who actually runs the 5K with their parents. So it's a lot of fun. We have really fun awards. The awards this year are these like water bottle-like things, the ones with the screw tops that look kind of like the metal ones, but they're not metal. But they have the logo from the race on it. And our shirts this year are bright green, and the shirts look really cool. And so that's really exciting. People can register for the 5K by finding the link on Love a Stray's website, which is www.loveastraydog.com. And they can find the link to get to the 5K there. And they can also find links to download the forms for the dog walk. So we highly recommend registering in advance for both of those. With the dog walk, you get a nylon bag with this really cool design on it for the dog walk. And you can see an example of that design on our Facebook page. But then that nylon bag comes with a Frisbee in it and dog treats and a bunch of coupons. And so it really pays to register in advance for these events because you get lots more cool stuff.
Bruce, you've got four dogs. No better place to be April 26th. You and four dogs.
If they can go on their own, I don't know if I can handle the 5K of something to that effect. But I know that there's a lot of great people who support this event. Different sponsors in the community have stepped forward to help you out. So,
We get a lot of support from local places like the Avon Starbucks brings our coffee for the event. The Brugger's that's down by Crocker Park brings us all our bagels. The DJ crew comes out and does our music. Pet People is really supportive of the race, and we get the Backpacker Shop donates things, and Studio Q does our race photos. And so we just have so many local places that are involved with the event, either by helping directly with the 5K or by donating raffle baskets or money.
Well, so. I see that you even have Peter Jewelers and also like Jan Jewelers.
They donate some really nice stuff, some really nice jewelry or gift certificates for jewelry for the race. So it's really exciting.
Maybe one of those diamond studded collars for your dog. I don't know. There's a lot of neat things because people love their pets and they'll spend lots of money to make their pets happy as well. I understand with Pet People, I'm looking on your website, there actually is an adoption event you have coming up listed for the 18th as well. So you do a lot of those things as well throughout, kind of bringing the animals out for adoptions?
Yeah, so I think they're going to Pet People and they bring the dogs and they're there for the day and people get to interact with the dogs and meet the dogs. And we'll have something similar at our event as well. We'll actually have a tent set up for Love a Stray and also one for Fido's, which is another rescue group we often work with. And both groups will bring adoptable dogs. So you can come down and kind of get an idea of what kinds of dogs we have right now and meet some of our dogs to then see if one might pique your interest that you might want to contact us about.
Usually when you have the dogs, how long are they in your system, if you want to use that term? I mean, you have dogs that'll come in, and depending on, you know, how cute they are sometimes,
yeah,
or if people are looking for ones, they are there. But obviously, it's a no-kill organization.
Right.
So your job is to get the dogs in, you're trying to find homes for them and keep them out of any of those shelters that may have a time limit, as it were.
And as you just said, it really depends on the dog. The puppies don't last long. So if they're really young and really cute, they tend to go really fast. The dog that I have right now, he was in foster care, I think, for 6 to 9 months. One of my friends currently has a foster dog that she's had for over a year. I think it's going on almost a year and a half
now.
What
kind of a dog is it?
It's a pit bull. Okay. And so sometimes it's more difficult to place the pit bulls. And they're great dogs, and they're really loving and they're really good with children. It's all about how you train the dog and about how you interact with the dog. And so people just don't realize how what great pets that these animals can be. So the pit bulls tend to stay longer.
And it's one of those things, too. When people think of puppies, though, there's all that training. There's all that kind of things to do. Sometimes you get a dog that already knows the ropes, and it's a little easier for you as the owner and the dog as well.
Yeah, that was our very first dog that we adopted. Was 4 years old, fully trained, didn't have to train him anything, and very, very smart. And being a first time, like, I'm my own pet owner without the parents, it was so much easier to adopt a dog that was fully trained, fully housebroken.
Yeah, but they basically spoil it for any other dog you'll get from that point forward, because you're thinking, how come the first dog didn't? Why are you acting like this? Don't you know? And you're realizing that every dog is its own individual. And
my second dog was a five-month-old lab that we adopted that was returned. I guess the family who adopted her, she was too much trouble, and so we got her, and she pretty much chewed our entire house. Like, chewed on the walls, chewed on the vanity, chewed on the molding, like the couch. It looks like a Frankenstein couch.
So you should have gotten one of these little toys to chew
on.
Yes. Usually you buy a toy and they don't chew on it. They like the other things.
Yes, of course.
Now, again, if people are going to register for the Love Astray Fur Fun 5K and Dog Walk on the 26th, where do they go to do that?
So the easiest place to start is at our website, www.loveastraydog.com. And from there, we have the links to get to the 5K registration or to download the dog walk form. The dog walk form has to be mailed to us, or you can register the day of. We have plenty of room, so register the day of if you can't do it in advance. With the 5K, you save $5 if you register online in advance. So I would recommend doing that, because it's $20 if you register before next Friday. If you register after next Friday in person, it's $25.
Think of all the dog treats you can buy for $5 for your dog by saving it by registering earlier. Andrea Sheets of Love Astray, thank you for coming in and sharing a little details with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.